Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough, and I got to tell you, on Vindication Thursday, it feels good. It feels good to know that I'm vindicating all that good nutrition in my system by taking Balance of Nature and making sure that I've got energy to burn when I need it today. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins. In fact, if you take ordinary vitamins, you're going to take them and you're going to look at them, those little hard white rocks that you take. Sometimes they don't even digest in your system. Balance of Nature is not like that. It's an all-natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. In fact, each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. So once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. Your skin's going to look better. People say they've got a lot more energy. Solar energy, Dr. Howard says. It's time to improve the quality of your life. From now on until April 21st, in fact, you're going to get a 20% discount. Now, this runs out on April 21st, so you need to act now. 20% off and totally free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. But you got to call now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or if you choose to go to balanceofnature.com, in either case, use my discount code, KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Welcome inside to the best of Kevin McCullough Radio. I am Alexander Garrett, producer for Kevin, and here's today's best of. Here we go.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
If you are observing Good Friday today, I hope you're having a blessed one. Hope you're getting ready for Easter weekend and that you have a great Easter weekend. And starting off today's Best of Kevin McCullough Radio is none other than Donald Trump Jr. We revisit Kevin's conversation with the son of the president, Donald Trump Jr., right now.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And indeed, I do hope you're having a great start to Easter weekend and a blessed Good Friday. And, of course, the House Dems have now subpoenaed the full, entire, unredacted Mueller report. And for more analysis on this, Donald Trump Jr. did visit Kevin McCullough Radio to talk about this report not too long ago. Kevin, take it away with Don Jr.
His name is Donald Trump. He's not the president. He's the president's oldest son, and he joins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Mr. Trump, Don, may I call you Don? Donald, what do you prefer?
Yeah, please do, Kevin. Please do.
Hey, thanks for helping us out. We've had your brother. We've had your lovely Kimberly. We've had Laura. I just needed you to make the pack complete so far. So thanks for getting on.
Glad to help, man.
The media has lost its mind since about last Friday at 6:30 in the evening. Why?
Mm-hmm. Well, because the nonsense that they had been peddling with zero evidence, but peddling as fact for the last 2.5 years, turns out to be just that, nonsense. And they can't handle it, Kevin. I mean, they've lost their minds. No, they've lost their minds anyway. I mean, you know, the notion that, you know, the rich billionaire from New York who really didn't need this at all did this and did it for Mother Russia for some reason. It's kind of a stretch, but, they're really in their heads. Trump derangement syndrome is real, and it's affecting these guys bigly, as they say.
I think it's epic, and you're still seeing it play out. It's almost like what Jesse Smollett said to the cameras the other day about his situation in Chicago. It's kind of what MSNBC is living in, because everybody sees that they didn't tell the truth for 2.5 years, and now that's been exposed, but they're still going on saying that they're telling the truth. It's kind of a...
Well, it's nuts. The media is totally complicit in this. You know, they're basically the marketing division of the Democratic Party. And you have these people. I mean, you had, you know, one of the tinfoil hat brigade leaders, you know, Eric Swalwell last night on Martha McCullum basically being like, well, the dossier said that. She's like, I mean, to her credit, she finally was like, you serious? Like, you actually still think this is a thing? Like, this is... It's so asinine. And, you know, the only thing that they don't want to do is actually look to see where this stuff started. The only thing they don't want to do is see how the Clinton campaign and the DNC colluded with Fusion GPS and the high-level, you know, bureaucrat right. lawyers at the FBI, not the door kickers, because even those guys, you know, I see them all the time in some of my circles, whether it's competitive shooting. And, I mean, you know, they just come up to me with their head hung in shame, be like, I can't believe this has gone on, in the organization. And, you know, they just feel it's been so tarnished. And it's a shame, but, you know, we recognize that it's not those guys. It's the lawyers.
Right.
The unelected bureaucrats at the top that think they knew better and had insurance policies to prevent, this disaster that is Trump, even though you have the best economy in modern history, you have all-time low unemployment across every demographic, across every minority group, you have 401ks rocketing, wages are going up. I mean, you'd think, those would be things that people would want to embrace. You'd think Democrats would get on board and say, we want more of this,
right.
But, you know, they can't do it because the Trump derangement syndrome is preventing them from using their sense.
We're speaking with Don Trump Jr. Donald, let me ask you about this particular week. I said yesterday, and we were only 2 days in at the time, that it's the best week of your dad's presidency with Russia in the rearview mirror and the House voting in being incapable of overriding his veto. Now he gets his number one issue. He gets to make some progress on that before 2020. And he gets to not have the Russia thing kind of just clanging like a noisy gong out there every
right.
day. What do you anticipate will be different about your dad in terms of like just even the pure energy he has going forward between now and the next election cycle?
Listen, I think he's going to be able to. I mean, think of all the accomplishments and what he was able to get done in the first 2 years under this cloud.
Right.
Under this insanity. Now, imagine what he could do without that cloud, and maybe with a little bit of help from the Democrats. You know, if the Democrats actually start caring a little bit about America and Americans for a change instead of just people who aren't Americans, which it seems they take much more liking to, You know, we could actually do a lot for this country. We could help out a lot of people. I mean,
what could they work with him on? What of the things that he hasn't yet done?
I think infrastructure would be great. You know, you saw some of them reluctantly supporting him on even things like you would think would be good in their communities, whether prison reform or all of these things.
And, right.
You know, but man, you know, if Donald Trump came out today in favor of oxygen, the left would be against it. You know, they have to put forward these insane deals like the Green New Deal. It's wonderful. The only problem is it costs $93 trillion, and the U.S. government generates $6 trillion a year. So in 15 years, if we spent nothing else, if we didn't spend a dime on our defense, on education, on anything that we do, on infrastructure, you know, we could maybe pay to take the bus to Hawaii. I mean, it's a wonderful concept, and all the presidential frontrunners jumped all over it. You know, they took, you know, a freshman congresswoman who 3 weeks ago didn't know the three branches of government and said, this is the pony we're going to hitch ourselves to. And then all of a sudden they vote president instead of yay. You know, what happened? I mean, you can't take these people seriously. And that's the problem. I mean, it's a little scary that the Democratic frontrunners, apparently their policies are so bad, they can't even vote anything but present on them, and yet they want to sell this to the American public?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot to lose. We have a booming economy. We have jobs coming back, a manufacturing sector that's exploding. You got tax cuts. You got rising wages for the lower levels of the economy that haven't seen that in decades. You know, you got a lot to lose if you vote against this.
Well, and Don, when we were at the convention in Cleveland in the last go-around, I stayed at a hotel that was, I don't know, 25 miles outside the city, and I Ubered in every day, and you would pass these kind of broken down mills, these factories, these production plants that had been vibrant at one point. I'd ask my Uber driver, what used to be there? Oh, that was a Ford plant. What was over there? Oh, that was a Frigidaire company. I got a sense as far back as the convention that he was resonating with working class, Rust Belt, blue collar, but very sane Democrats at that time. Now, they don't appear to be putting anybody forward that's really going to try to challenge him in that arena. Hillary could have bought more plane tickets and at least pretended to try. She obviously didn't seem to care. But yeah. Who in the current field do you think on whatever level has a message that could resonate competitively? Because if you're talking Kamala or Bernie or any of those guys, I think he wins an even bigger percentage of those working class votes.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know that it exists. I mean, some people may say Biden in that one, but really, like, I mean, I look at Biden as the epitome of the swamp. I mean, this is what everyone in this country rebelled against in 2016. He's not he's different. I mean, he was part of the Obama administration, right? I mean, give me a break. There's exactly zero difference, and he's been doing it for 50 years. What has he accomplished in that amount of time? A whole lot of nothing. But, you know, he was Obama's VP, and that's, you know, the liberal deity. And so he gets some credit, I guess, for that. But, like, really? That's your hope and change?
Your dad
guy?
Was on record last week saying that Beto O'Rourke was his dream matchup. Your reaction to your dad's observation?
Well, I think he'd make pretty fast work of him. I mean, Beto seems, you know, he's very excitable. He's out there. You look at the stuff that you say, and, you know, while they questioned a lot of my father's mental, you know, facilities over the last few years, you know, I think he's got a track record that speaks for itself in terms of accomplishment and success.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can say that Beto has any of that. And so, you know, it'll be interesting.
All right. Don Trump Jr., good to hear from you. Thank you for fighting the good fight. We will hopefully talk to you again. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. Be well.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible.
He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse.
On April 17th.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters April 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to breakthroughmovie.com.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hey, I'm Alexander Garrett. Once again, back here at Kevin McCullough Radio, and we return to the best of Kevin McCullough Radio.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National spokesperson for the Republican
What?
National press secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign. Kaylee McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, that's right. She's not in the offices of the GOP anymore as of this week. She's back on the campaign trail. Kaylee McEnany, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. Good to have you.
Hey, great to join you, Kevin, as always.
Happy Friday to you. You got to be happy today. Zogby is out with a new poll saying your new boss, your candidate for the presidency in 2020, doing better than ever before with Black and Hispanic voters. What does that mean?
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen kind of this repeated trend peep up in the polling over the last year. And what this means is that voters are finally starting to feel the results of the Trump presidency. It takes some time to sink in. And I think over the last 2 years, as we've hit that midway mark, voters are saying, and especially in African-American and Hispanic communities, wow, I've never had greater access to the job market. You know, wow, my wages are growing up at the fastest pace they have in 10 years. I mean, this is incredible what has been done. And finally, I think voters are starting to feel it, and it's translating into approval ratings for the president and hopefully votes in 2 years.
Well, the interesting thing about this is you've got a couple of polls where he hit above 50% within the last couple of weeks. Rasmussen had him above 50% for, I think, nearly a full week in their daily tracker. Zogby is reporting a 52% approval in this new poll. They're recording 81% amongst his base with only 7% disapproving. NASCAR fans, 56% approve. Rural voters, 51% approve. Great Lakes voters, 46%, which is nearing that 50% mark. So you've got a lot of groups where he's hovering above that magic number. If he hits that across the board, it's almost a guaranteed reelection.
No doubt. And I can actually tell you why those numbers are going up. You know, it is the accomplishments and the results that people are feeling, but also the State of the Union. We noticed a trend in the campaign's data that among swing voters who watched the State of the Union unfiltered, meaning not through a news report, they just watched the president speak and share all that he's done, we saw double-digit increase in support among those swing voters versus a much lower number for those who watched the fake news media. So really interesting that when people see Donald Trump speak and share what he's done, they support him in droves.
Pretty interesting. Well, he made another accomplishment today. I started the show with it. The administration posting a final rule today through HHS that through Title 10 says you can't commingle funds and facilities anymore. If you do abortions, you have to separate those out and take them somewhere else if you want federal funds for Title 10.
That's exactly right. And we know that we have laws in this country that say that you cannot provide federal dollars for abortion. And for so long, you've had Planned Parenthood and others, you know, sloshing around federal dollars and saying it's for women's health care, when we really know that money's fungible and that money does go to abortion when you really look at it. You know, when you've had that scenario, now we're finally abiding by the law. And this is a great move by the president.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about one of the controversies he weighed in on, the Jussie Smollett case. You know, some of the Democrats that came to Jussie Smollett's defense early on have had the wisdom to take their tweets down. But Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, interestingly, have refused to do so. And those are tweets that invoke the term lynching. Kayleigh McEnany, what do we read into that?
Yeah, horrible. You know, they clearly jumped the gun. There's no doubt about that. They, before all the facts came out, they completely jumped the gun and called it a lynching, as you said, haven't taken down the tweet. It's entirely irresponsible. This individual did a horrific act in faking a hate crime with a noose around his neck. What a horrible symbol from our past. And for these candidates not to acknowledge and act responsibly that they were wrong, to say they're sorry and to take down their tweets, it just is a really bad move and one that we should all take note of.
I don't understand why. I mean, even Nancy Pelosi and Dick Durbin, so you got leadership in the two chambers, took down their tweets. I don't understand. And there's some speculation on Twitter today that Kamala Harris might actually be related to Jussie Smollett. Evidently, his mother's maiden name is the same as her name. And evidently, her dad divorced her mom when she was really small. And so there's this possibility that they may be linked. I don't have that in stone yet. I'm working on getting confirmation of that. But it is interesting that those two people in particular refuse to take that language off their Twitter page, especially when the African-American police chief and spokespeople for this Chicago PD are coming out saying this guy did something really horrible. This hurts the case of real hate crimes when they actually occur.
That's exactly right. There are hate crimes across this country. And in fact, we've seen a really large increase of hate crime against Jewish individuals. It's horrifying. And wherever hate crimes exist, we should call them out. But when you play into what was a fake hate crime by an actor, allegedly for the reason of getting an increased salary, that's really problematic. It hurts other victims. It hurts people around the country, minorities around the country who are victims of hate crime. And it's shouldn't stand. But, you know, they're demeaning their own cause. They speak out against hate crime. But when you leave a tweet up like that, you're really demeaning the victims around this country.
There's also a stigma that they're trying to get across about Donald Trump supporters. And that's not fair either, Kayleigh.
No, it's not fair at all. You saw Hillary Clinton, who called Trump supporters deplorable, irredeemable, didn't work out too well for her. But apparently they're recycling that playbook and really trying to demonize anyone wearing a MAGA hat, demonize anyone associated with President Trump. There's definitely that happening out there. And meanwhile, you are actually seeing people in MAGA hats or conservatives on campuses that have been victims of harassment, of bullying. Just last night, I saw a story to that effect. And, you know, that's irresponsible what they've done to the Covington kids and what they've done to any supporter of the president around this country.
Lastly, Kayleigh, before we let you go, the Mueller report, there was speculation it was going to come out this week. Today has come and gone, more or less. It looks like it may not come out next week either. Should we read anything into that?
No, I don't think so. You know, there's been so much reporting on Mueller is about to wrap up. He's not about to wrap up. Of course, I've heard reporting, as you had heard, that next week was when it's wrapping up. I certainly hope that's the case because this has been going on for far too long and there's nothing there. No, they're there, according to Peter Strzok. So no Russia collusion. It's time to wrap this up and we'll see if any of the reporting was truthful in saying it's about to wrap up and there will be a report.
And time to get on to making the country great again. Anyway, she's going to be with the president on the campaign trail, the new press secretary for Trump 2020. Kayleigh McEnany, thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. But that number again, 1-800-506-2641, promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what April 21st represents, don't you? Have I not told you? That's the last day you're going to be able to get 20% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Now, why is that important? Because if you're feeling run down and like you don't have energy, or maybe you're getting like really like with the sinuses and the allergies and all the stuff that spring is bringing about, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Why? I started taking them 4 years ago when I got the allergy crud and the seasonal bronchial problems. And you know what? I haven't had a cold or flu or allergies or sinus problems since I went on Balance of Nature. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it unlocks tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working in your immune system to make you healthier. That's why people report skin looking better and having a lot more energy and improving the quality of their life. So from now until April 21st, you can get that 20% discount and free shipping on your first order. That offer will run out on April the 21st. So call now, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
There's nothing more we can do.
No. Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
That is a sample of the actual film Breakthrough that opens in theaters this weekend, and it is quite a remarkable story. I was honored and very happy to be at the junket and the red carpet for this film when it was debuted in Dallas a couple of weeks ago, and it is really remarkable on so many levels. It's a great piece of movie making, first of all, but the story that it tells is unlike any other story in our modern day, in that it documents an actual bona fide miracle. Do miracles happen in this day and age? That's what some people have asked. I am sitting actually across the table from the embodiment of that miracle, John Smith, who it is his story that is told in Breakthrough. And John, it was fun to get to know you a little bit in Dallas, but I'm grateful for you coming to New York and talking to us here. You were dead for an hour.
Yes.
Tell us what transpired.
You know, me and two of my friends were just playing out of the ice in Lake St. Louis, Missouri. And, you know, my mom texted me, called me actually, if I wanted to go play basketball. And I said, of course. She said, I love you. I said, I love you too. 8 seconds later, after that phone call ended, all three of us fell in the ice of Lake St. Louis.
And you were the one that was most dramatically impacted.
Yes, one was close to the dock and was able to self-rescue. The other two, were me and the other boy, were 25 to 50 feet out from shore. There was an ice between us, so there was no way for us to get back to the dock. So he, thank God, was rescued, and I had drowned at this point.
The actual circumstance was that they pulled you into the hospital, and they did everything. They were every kind of life-saving measure that they could possibly try, they did.
Yes, and I mean, they worked for me for 45 minutes. You know, they just did everything that they knew to do, protocol, and on top of that, an extra. And, you know, they originally would call time of death when someone dies, but they waited for some reason this time, and they brought my mom in, and they said when she walked in, something walked in with her that not only changed the atmosphere in the room, but the physical temperature in the room. And when she prayed for me, all that was visible was my feet. I was cold, I was gray, I was blue, I was dead. And she grabbed onto my feet and she screamed, Holy Spirit, please give me back my boy. Please don't take my boy. And not a minute later, not 5 minutes later, not even an hour, that moment, I had a pulse.
The heartbeat monitor went, ding.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they said when she prayed for me, something rushed up my body so powerful that it pushed three nurses back. And keep in mind, one of the nurses, Keith Terry, is about 6'7", 6'8", 250 plus.
big guy. Let's also introduce our other guest who's in studio, and that is Pastor Jason Noble, who, Pastor, your relationship to John's family was what? You were their pastor at that time.
Yes, I was their pastor. I'd been their pastor for about 3 months.
I remembered us talking about that. And yep. You were unclear as to really how to initially respond because you had a pretty full day that day.
I did. And I was kind of just waiting to hear. You know, we were getting information coming in. And the moment that I needed to be down there, Brian, John's dad, had called my wife and said, hey, where's Pastor at? And I knew at that moment that I needed to be there.
Now, the woman who plays the character of your mom in this film is Chrissy Metz from the NBC hit TV show This Is Us. Mm-hmm. And she did not have a chance to meet you or your mom before the filming of the role began. But she said once she did meet your mom later, it was such a revelation in her own experience, not just trying to play the character, but being reminded of how God works in this regard. Talk to us about what happened after the pulse came back, because it wasn't like you just got up and went home. Like there was a long couple of days that you were still enduring at that time.
Yeah, I mean, no. So the minute that Joyce prayed, his pulse came back, but that was only the beginning. I mean, when I walked on the scene, she was just walking out of meeting with the doctors, and the doctor said he was brain dead. There was a 1% chance that he would make it. If he did make it overnight, he would be a vegetable. They were beginning the whole organ transplant. And at that point, I took a group of pastors and Joyce.
You mean harvesting his organs for donation?
For another donation, yep. And at that point, Joyce said, I need you guys to go in and pray. And so I took a group of pastors in. We began to pray over him. There was incredible miracles that happened in that room that evening. And I knew by the end of that evening, I walked back out to Joyce and I said, he's going to be walking out of the hospital. I knew it.
This is the kind of stuff we want, more of these types of stories told. And told at this level of expertise. We want really good filmmaking to be coming from the faith community. And gentlemen, congratulations, and thanks for stopping in and spending the time with us. It's good to see you again.
Great to see you.
Now, here's a look at here's a sound of the film as it's going on in theaters.
The Smith family asked for one thing. Please pray for John.
In the water that day, I was ready to give up. But then I hear this voice telling me, go back.
Either I'm nuts or God's talking to you.
But I don't believe in God.
I believe, but maybe that only goes so far with something like this.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Did you see the Facebook page? It's gone viral.
Tommy?
I hope he's going to be okay.
We're not going to get through this alone. Whatever you have for me, from Brian, from John, surrender.
You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bed sheets. The new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code KMC or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what April 21st represents, don't you? Have I not told you? That's the last day you're going to be able to get 20% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Now, why is that important? Because if you're feeling run down and like you don't have energy, or maybe you're getting really with the sinuses and the allergies and all the stuff that spring is bringing about, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Why? I started taking them 4 years ago when I got the allergy crud and the seasonal bronchial problems. And you know what? I haven't had a cold or flu or allergies or sinus problems since I went on Balance of Nature. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it unlocks tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working in your immune system to make you healthier. That's why people report skin looking better and having a lot more energy and improving the quality of their life. So from now until April 21st, you can get that 20% discount and free shipping on your first order. That offer will run out on April the 21st, so call now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
We continue with the best of Kevin McCullough Radio right now, and Governor Mike Huckabee stops by.
Everywhere I go, oh, I say use it all.
He is
is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of that before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Statements, which may or may not be true by various witnesses, salacious material, all kinds of material that it would be unfair to release.
That's Jerry Nadler, and he's talking about the special counsel. How cool is that? I think he's made up with Bob Mueller and Mr. Barr. I think everything's good. Governor, did you hear that? Alex, do you have it to play again? I'd love to hear this cut from Jerry Nadler one more time.
Statements, which may or may not be true by various witnesses, salacious material, all kinds of material that it would be unfair to release.
Oh, so we don't have to release the full report now. Governor, did you catch that? Jerry Nadler has changed his position.
Yeah, he's changed it all right, Kevin. You're trying to sucker punch me because that was from 22 years ago.
See, you're too
Nadler
good.
Nadler thought that it was a terrible idea, a terrible idea. And now, even though it would be against the law to release this information, and he's basically asking the country's chief law enforcement official to break the law, that doesn't matter to Nadler because it's all about the politics, baby. There's nothing about the law. We used to be a nation where we lived by rule of law. Now it's rule of whatever I feel.
Yeah. Well, just so that my listeners are perfectly clear, that is Jerry Nadler, and you are correct. It is from 118 years ago in the Bill Clinton impeachment saga days when I was covering the impeachment while doing talk radio out of Chicago at the time, and Nadler was on the House Judiciary Committee, and he lost on the impeachment. So he's always had this, grudge to bear, so to speak. But, yeah, he's taken exactly the opposite position that he took then over the public release of a special counsel report.
Well, Nadler is like Adam Schiff, who thinks he's James Bond, but he's more like Mr. Magoo. And he's always talking about this evidence that he has, but he never presents it. And he's been singing this song forever. I guess he thinks it's Adam Schiff's greatest hits. but I'm telling you, they're going to go down in the dustbin of the 10 for a dollar record pile here pretty soon.
Yeah, it's really kind of crazy. Hey, I want to talk about something that I know is important to you, and I haven't really spent much time on it, but it's gotten to be a national controversy. A whole bunch of Hollywood people have signed on to a petition to try to pull all film production out of the state of Georgia. And the reason they're doing it is because Georgia is putting into place a heartbeat bill. By the way, this will be the third or fourth state just in the last few months that have done this. But it basically recognizes that once a child has a heartbeat, that child is in fact a person that is growing and has the protected rights of what we would call divine natural law. Your reaction to what's going on in Georgia and how the rest of the country should be responding to it?
Well, it ought to be pretty simple to anybody who believes in science, and the Democrats are always saying, let's look at the science. So here's the science. When there is a heartbeat, that's a human life. I mean, I would contend there's human life from the moment of conception because you have a unique DNA that is unique to that individual, taken from 23 male and 23 female chromosomes. But let's just put that aside for a moment. How could anyone who believes in science say that when a heart is beating, that is not a human life, especially when you can see the form and know that it is indeed the form of a human baby? So legislators around the country are saying, let's say you cannot do an abortion after there's a beating heart. Most people would say, okay, you kind of got to go with that, but not the left. No, they think that you can carry out an abortion not only up to the moment of birth, but there are some states, like the one that you do your radio show from, New York, who believe that it would be okay even after the child is born. Kevin, this is new ground for us, but I think it's going to backfire because there are a lot of people who identify pro-choice, and they can't go this bridge. It's a bridge too far.
Well, and our governor, not to be outdone, is racing as hard and as fast as he can to basically make everything that we put Gosnell into prison for legal in his state and worse. So, yes, you're right. And it really is. And I want to highly recommend an article that one of our guests, Georgie Borman, wrote yesterday in The Federalist. She basically unpeeled the onion to the point, she said, where right now the woman's right to an abortion is really the right to a dead child. And that's why in the left's mind, it doesn't stop at the point of a birth or surviving the abortion procedure, that they're not satisfied until the child is, in fact, killed through lethal force. And that's why the goalposts seem moved to normal people. But to the left, they're just being consistent, you know, quote unquote, consistent in their mind all along. Really thought provoking column. Georgie Borman and the Federalist people. Go check that out. Hey, Governor, real quickly, we've got the president on the border today. And we had 4,000 apprehensions one day last week. We're averaging, I think, 70,000 apprehensions now, a month since the new year has clicked over. He's going to show off, and is showing off, the fact that the wall is built somewhat. We're making repairs. We're expanding it. But how important is it that he's there and bringing the world's TV cameras there with him?
I think it's very important, Kevin, because the Democrats have continued to say there is no crisis. It's a manufactured crisis. I think it's very significant that Jay Johnson, who was the Department of Homeland Security chair under Obama, has said it is beyond a crisis. He's not trying to do Donald Trump a favor. And the former head of Border Security, Border Patrol, under Obama, once again, not trying to do Trump a favor, but they're both saying this is truly an emergency. Kirstjen Nielsen calls it a Cat 5 hurricane level emergency, and the Democrats refuse to see it because, just as it is with issues like the abortion situation, they want to play politics with it rather than actually govern and solve a problem. It's just remarkable. But every time a U.S. citizen is murdered by an illegal that was dumped out of a sanctuary city or came across illegally, it's one more reminder to Americans why we cannot trust any of the Democrats running for president to that job. Not one of them could be trusted because none of them believe in border security, and only Donald Trump is trying to actually solve this problem. Yeah. So if that matters at all to people, then their choice for president is crystal clear for next year.
There's Sarah Sanders' dad right there, Mr. Huckabee, Governor Huckabee. And on the big show this weekend, Governor, what's in the lineup?
We're going to go the full spectrum of hardcore news and commentary all the way to fun entertainment. Don't miss the Huckabee Show, 8 and 11 Eastern on Saturday and Sunday on TBN.
All right, Governor, thanks so much. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know what April 21st represents, don't you? Have I not told you? That's the last day you're going to be able to get 20% discount and free shipping on your first order of Balance of Nature. Now, why is that important? Because if you're feeling run down and like you don't have energy, or maybe you're getting like really like with the sinuses and the allergies and all the stuff that spring is bringing about, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Why? I started taking them 4 years ago when I got the allergy crud and the seasonal bronchial problems. And you know what? I haven't had a cold or flu or allergies or sinus problems since I went on Balance of Nature. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and it unlocks tens of thousands of vital nutrients that are working in your immune system to make you healthier. That's why people report skin looking better and having a lot more energy and improving the quality of their life. So from now until April 21st, you can get that 20% discount and free shipping on your first order. That offer will run out on April the 21st, so call now. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code KMC. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz.
This is our town. It's a close-knit community, the kind of place where everyone knows everyone.
Text your mom and tell her where to pick you up.
Love you guys.
This Easter.
Boys, get off the ice!
He's been underwater for 15 minutes.
No one can survive that long.
We got him!
The odds were against her son.
We've done everything possible. He's had no pulse for over an hour.
Until his mother's prayer.
Please, God, send her Holy Spirit to save my son.
Proved the impossible.
We've got a pulse!
Now.
I don't believe John will survive the night.
You don't know my son. He is a fighter. So I need you to be the best, and you just let God do the rest.
Discover the incredible true story.
I'm your pastor. I'm supposed to walk alongside you for as long as it takes.
Of an extraordinary miracle.
Whatever you have for me or my son, I surrender.
Breakthrough. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now playing only in theaters. For tickets and showtimes, go to BreakthroughMovie.com.
Hey, it's Kevin McCullough Radio producer Alexander Garrett with you presenting this Best of Kevin McCullough Radio. And here's Kevin's final thought for the day.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Let's be very clear about this. This is insensitive. And it's offensive. On 9/11, radical terrorists attacked us. New York City lost thousands of people.
That's Max Rose, the Democrat from Staten Island, who can't decide if he really is a Democrat or maybe closetly wants to be a Republican on some level. It's hard to figure him out because he aligns with a party that he has to end up saying no to a lot. And you just think you just join the other side, Max. I mean, if you know. And if you care about it, and there's a lot of good people on Staten Island that would vote for you if you're a Republican. But at least you're being critical. He's talking about Ilhan Omar, who just cannot for the life of her stay out of trouble. For instance, yesterday she tweeted this. The Muslim ban is a moral stain on our country's history. Proud to have joined my colleagues in introducing the hashtag No Ban Act yesterday to put an end to this discriminatory ban. I hate to do this. I have to do it. I have to do it over and over and over again. I have to remind this elected leader of the truth that it was not a Muslim ban. There were far more countries with far larger populations of Muslims that were never banned and were never going to be banned than the ones that were put on the travel ban list that was found to be constitutional. It was found to be constitutional. The travel ban went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court found it to be constitutional. So I don't know what she's talking about, but it wasn't a Muslim ban. She just has a problem ever being capable of speaking truth. And she's still mad because the New York Post called her out on that. Some people, you know, knocked some buildings down somewhere. So here's what she tried to do for her defense today. She took to Twitter and she said, the people and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon. You remember that statement from President George W. Bush atop the wreckage of the World Trade Towers, his arm around the FDNY and saying to the world, she goes, well, if he was Muslim, wouldn't this mean that he was uncaring about the situation? And no, ma'am, that's not what it means, Ilhan Omar. You dense as a box of bricks person. I don't get you. What President Bush was saying is that in a short matter of time, we would visit holy hell to the demonic Islamic extremists that had carried it out. We would send their satanic souls, those terrorists, to a place far separated from God. You want to talk about a hashtag? Hashtag this, lady. It happened. I'm Kevin McCullough.